U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated Norman Eisen, a lawyer and the president's advisor on ethics, as the new ambassador to the Czech Republic. The Czech Foreign Ministry approved the candidate on Wednesday, but Mr. Eisen's nomination is yet to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. I spoke to Daniel Aniš, a commentator for a leading Czech daily Hospodářské noviny, about the likely new U.S. envoy to Prague.
He has interesting personal background. He was born in Los Angeles in 1960 in a family of Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe. His father comes from Poland and he escaped Holocaust, and his mother is from Czechoslovakia. I don't know where exactly from, but both of them have roots here in Eastern Europe. And he himself has interesting career, which is a connection of being a lawyer in a prominent DC company. But at the same time, he established, founded an NGO in Washington, which was a government watchdog organization, which is called Citizen for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. So, and from this field, his way went to White House.
The U.S. Embassy in Prague has not had an ambassador for about 18 months, ever since Mr. Graber, appointed by George W. Bush, left. Why do you think that was? Why did it take so long?
The whole matter was quite unfortunate. The Czech side blamed the U.S. administration that they were hesitating whom to send and so on. But it was not the case. There was a nominee called Mark Nathanson, but he is a really wealthy businessman who made his fortune in TV and media business. He is one of the wealthiest men in USA. And going through this really tough screening before nomination or in the process of nomination, because the nomination has to be confirmed by Senate, he basically gave up. He said, that's enough for me. I don't want anybody to dig that deep in my accounts.
The Czech government, or the Czech energy giant ČEZ, will come up with a multi-billion tender, the biggest in the history of the Czech Republic, for the completion of the Temelín nuclear power plant. And, of course, one of the serious competitors in the tender will be the American company Westinghouse. Will this be the prime focus of the new ambassador, do you think?
Probably. I would say so, because the Temelín tender, this is really big thing. This is one of the biggest nuclear tenders recently going on around the world. And all the three companies, the Russian one, Atomstroy Export, the French Areva, as well as Westinghouse, they should and they will have strong government backing, because this is not only about this one deal, but this is about the presence of the company and of the country itself for next 100 years in our country.
I was talking there to Daniel Aniš, a commentator for the daily Hospodářské noviny.